and welcome to the podcast.
We're doing it. We're in it now.
We are recording.
This is the final showdown.
No going back.
We can't erase this from the world now.
Nope. Hey, you guys.
Hey. How are we already, like?
Well, I haven't eaten today, and I've already been drinking, so.
That's how we do our Monday mornings. It's not morning. What time is it? Noon.
It's Monday lunch.
Yeah, Monday at noon 17.
And it is a holiday, so don't worry. Neither of us should be at work today.
Oh, yeah, it's a holiday. I don't know. See, I normally don't work Mondays anyways. So this weekend was actually only a two-day weekend for me because I worked Saturday. So, like, everyone's like, long weekend. And I'm like, oh, no, it's like the first short weekend I've worked in a long time.
That must be nice.
You know. I mean, it is, but it's also like, then I can just barely pay those bills. So, but hey, maybe I'll get that $90,000 a year job and move to BC.
No, then the podcast will be over.
We'll just have to do it remotely with that that thing where you can watch movies together.
Skype?
No. There's a website where it's like you queue it up so it plays at like the exact same time on both sides.
Just hit play at the same time.
No, because you can never sync it up. I've tried that so many times. It's very difficult to do. There's a website where you just drop a link in of whatever you want to watch, and you just hit play, and it plays for both. And it also does, like, a video chat type thing if you want.
I'll just get a tablet. We'll put you on Skype on the tablet in front of the microphone. We'll watch it together on my TV.
All right. We can do that. That would work, probably. Right?
Yeah.
No? Yeah? Yeah.
Anyway. We're the Shutterbugs. Welcome.
Oh, yeah. That's us. We're Shutterbugs. We bug and we shudder and we drunken.
And I'm eating, like usual. Sally, not Sally.
The chips are on the table, so I'm like, oh, I can't get to it.
We can eat chips during the movie.
That's fair. The crunchy sound while also trying to talk.
Is always appealing.
It always goes over well. Did I tell you about the time I looked at, like, it was like a list of, like, what not to do in a podcast?
Yeah, and we did every single one of them.
Everything.
And still do.
It's like, talk too much about not what you're there to talk about. And like,
check.
Eat while you're recording.
Check.
And like, get like, mumble and don't make much sense because
check.
You're drunk. Like,
check. Mic check.
Yep. That's us. We are everything a podcast shouldn't be.
Yet here we are.
Shout out to the two people listening.
Hey, Mom, guys.
Bailey.
Hope you enjoy this episode.
We're working real hard.
Say, we're coming off a deep bender.
It's been rough. So much Jell-O.
Yeah. Alone. Jell-O alone.
Yeah, just, we're like, well, it was supposed to be three of us. It was supposed to be like Jell-O shots and musicals, and it was just me and you and a wine glass full of vodka Jell-O.
And 13 Reasons Why, season 2.
OMG, no spoilers. Actually, spoil it though. I kind of am a spoiler person.
Which is crazy.
Yeah, I'm weird, I think. There was something that I was, who was watching something? Okay, hold on, I'm already nonsensical.
Mm-hmm. She's already gone.
My sisters-in-law were talking about, the newest season of Grey's Anatomy.
Ooh.
And I was like, oh my god, tell me what happens. And they're like, no, watch it. And I was like, no, just tell me, and then I'll watch it.
Tell me why.
Just tell me what happens, and then I'll watch it.
It'll be great.
I realized I hadn't seen season 13.
There's like 10 that I have partially seen.
Well, one time I was like, oh, I should just watch all of Grey's Anatomy, because it's on Netflix. Mm-hmm. And so I watched 12 seasons.
Oh, okay. And you're pretty caught up.
Well, they're on season 14 now, and I'm on season 13. But I was getting frustrated with not knowing what happened, so I looked it up on Wikipedia. And now I can comfortably watch the show.
That's so weird.
So, that's how I do things.
Just like, whatever happens, happens. And please don't tell me what's happening.
I like to prepare for tragedy, and Grey's Anatomy is really full of tragedy. So I just like to know what's coming so I can, like, brace myself.
I like to feel it so that I can just weep uncontrollably.
I'll do that too, But I like to know anyways.
I like to be surprised because you never know when they are in a life or death situation if they will live or if they will just die.
Well, apparently somebody's leaving in this season, so.
Who?
Arizona, maybe?
That's okay.
Well, there's Bailey, the chief. Mm-hmm. He's not the chief anymore.
Nope.
Weber.
Meredith.
Gray and Karev.
Yeah.
That are the original people. Mm-hmm. So the person the show is about, the three other people.
Right. But I mean, it makes sense, like, theoretically, like, as a doctor, you're not going to spend your entire life in, like, one hospital.
Well, yeah, and it's, like, a teaching hospital. Like, it's a whole program that you're meant to, like, move on from. So it does make sense, I think.
I just think they fell away with, like, when they started to bring, like, interns up and in. Like, the first round they did was good. So it was, like, Avery and Kepner and, like, that bunch. And that was okay. But then they kind of tried to do it again. But it was way younger. And then they killed all of them.
Yeah, like, almost all of them.
Mm-hmm.
There's still a few now, but it's like, I still don't care about them the way that I, like, even the way that I care about, like, Kepner and, what's his face?
Avery,
yeah. He's so hot. Mm-hmm. Oh my god.
Right?
Remember that time it was just his face on the, like, bench at school?
I know, he's a model, but that hair, though, that's terrifying. Yeah. It's like a tiny afro.
That was like, they must have had, like, that in their stock, like, pictures somewhere from a time that before he was, like, acting, he just did, like, some headshots or something.
Oh, 100%.
And they found, somebody was like, oh my god, we're putting this everywhere.
The better part, no idea who it is. They're like, he'll do, he is ethnicity. Click. Look at our benches.
Probably true.
Not knowing, like, at all who he is or what he has become. Nothing. No relation.
How are we? We've been talking for 8 minutes and we are already this off topic.
I mean, the movie is called Don't Hang Up.
There you go. Don't Hang Up. That's it. That's all you need to know.
I mean, it's pretty on par with Grey's Anatomy. Because when you have an emergency and you call 911, you don't hang up.
Yeah, you gotta keep them on the line so they can make sure you're doing okay. This is sort of like that, but with murder, I think.
I think so. It's called, like I said, Don't Hang Up, from 2016. Two prank-calling teens obsessed with going viral may have met their match when a sadistic stranger turns the tables for his own amusement. Dun, dun, dun! It's a thriller and a British movie. I really thought it was going to be part of the,
It's what British?
It? I didn't know that. Teen horror genre? Wasn't that what we saw the other day?
Yes. Like
Teen Screams? I thought that would be a part of this, but it's not.
Which is weird, though, because it is teens. If it's British, this could actually be really good.
He's British. The other guy in it is not.
I guess we'll see what they consider British movies. If it's just a British actor.
Right.
Or a movie, like, of Britain.
He's British, but he has no accent.
If he's British but pretending to be American, I think it's just an American movie.
Right.
I guess we'll have to find out. Remember, I'm just looking at this and I'm thinking, remember that time last week when I was like, we need to stop picking such shitty movies?
Yeah.
I wonder how this is going to go.
I think on par. I thought you were mostly talking about the picture of, like, him on the floor in pain, and I was like, me yesterday or, like, me the night before?
Me this morning.
Right.
Oh, no.
Oh, thinking back.
It's us every weekend for the past 5 weekends or something.
Right? Like, it's been often and much.
We're already like, it's basically summer.
Yep. But, like, too soon and too fast and too hard.
Yeah. We are kicking it up a notch.
Mm-hmm. And we are drinking, as usual, vodka, double-ish.
I think it's a double.
With peach drink.
Wow.
From Tim Hortons.
With peach.
Peach drink. It's a Tim Hortons delicacy found only in Tim Hortons across the nation.
Timmy's.
It tastes like when you were younger, other peach drink that you could make from a packet.
Oh.
Very similar.
It tastes just like the Tim Hortons peach thing.
Mm-hmm. But they also used to have, not related to Tim Hortons, but just a peach drink a la pouch that you could make. Oh. Tastes very the same.
No, I never really had that.
It's like Tang, but different.
Oh, we should get Tang.
Right?
That's like a classic.
If it's good enough for astronauts, it's good enough for me.
Do astronauts drink a lot of Tang?
Apparently they used to take Tang into space.
Huh. Well, I guess it's just a powder drink. Seems kind of dangerous. You get the powder, like, it won't go into the cups. Like,
you can mix it in the air. That's the point. You shake it out, and then you spray water on it, and then mix it with your hand and go...
I just don't know if that's true, but I don't know enough to know if it's not true.
Without gravity, anything is possible.
Except standing up.
Yeah, and retaining muscle function.
It's like we're astronauts.
Yeah. If we ate like astronauts, we would be so thin.
We ate and worked out like astronauts? If we had the drive to do that, we
just
probably...
Like astronauts in space, so all we had to eat was, like, space packet meals.
Well, I guess.
We wouldn't have to work out at all. We would just be eating, like, dried food.
But they do. They have to work out or else their bodies fall apart.
Well, that's true.
They've got, like...
They atrophy.
Exercise bikes or something.
That'd be so weird. How do you...
I don't know.
There's nothing.
But they must... though. Like, they work out. Like, they have to work out for, like, an hour every day or something else. They just... Their bodies fall apart.
Interesting.
I don't know how... Let's look up astronaut working out, okay?
Ready? Very different than Life in Space via the 100 TV series, where you just exist, you don't need any breathing apparatus, and you just cruise straight on down to Earth like it ain't no thing.
Okay, is there a video of astronauts working out? Okay. Oh, I knew
in
it!
Space.
I was like, how much you want to bet it's going to be a Chris Hadfield video? And it is.
Is he in space?
I don't know, we're going to find out. It says exercise on the ISS. So here we go. This is really useful. If anyone wants to watch this video, it's called CSA Presents the Hadfield Shake Exercise on the ISS. And it's Chris Hadfield because that's what he does.
He's a Canadian man in space.
Yeah, he does videos and is awesome.
He's very tight with the bare naked ladies, I believe.
He is also very tight with
space.
He was very tight with David Bowie.
Until he
How
him.
Do I mute you? Okay, sorry.
Turn the volume down.
I tried! I was trying to skip to the part where he's working out.
Okay. It's just him at home.
Okay,
doing
so
like
a
Donna Summer style workout.
Thing. They call it the Hadfield Shake, and he's literally just shaking all of his muscles. It's just shaking. Oh, he's got like a treadmill that they put a strap on and it straps him onto it. So he can run on a treadmill. But instead of gravity, he's being pushed down onto it. Weird.
Hmm.
That's what I need is a thing to strap me onto the treadmill so I can't escape.
Right. And then a lock, and then someone has the key, and you don't get it until you've done what you're supposed to do.
Yeah, you can't not. You have to do it.
That's like the gym Jill goes to. On the treadmill, it'll play Netflix, but only if you're moving. So you have to at least be walking, or it's not going to play your show.
That's kind of cool.
I was like, that's what I need at home.
Yeah, I just need that in my life.
So Netflix will only play if someone's moving.
Just get one of those things. Treadmill things that on it.
Okay.
If you can do it in a gym, you can do it in a house. Mint. Apartment? House mint? What?
Okay.
Wow.
Let's get do it.
We are too similar sometimes. Oh my god, I was like, what's on your pillow? I thought it was like a pizza design or something.
You mean the
just...
piece of actual pizza that's on a plate?
Well, you lifted up your pillow like nothing, like boop, and I was like, is there a picture of a pizza on your pillow? And then it was not a picture.
I could see how it could be misleading because the plate is almost the same color as the pillow.
Yeah, I was a bit confused. I also alliterated hardcore just then.
I am illiterate. half the time.
I was gonna say inconsolable.
Inconceivable.
That's not right either. Incoherent. There you go. That's right. I got there. Remember hot tub?
No hot tub. I only like hot tubs I can get into. Here we go.
Wait, it was me practicing my circular breathing again.
Don't hang up. 2000 and whatever.
Oh, I thought you were safe to, like, our listeners. Okay, guys, don't hang up. We're hanging there.
Don't
we're
hang
still
up.
Here.
We're still going.
Don't hang up. Here we go. If my phone rings at that time of day, somebody's dying.
Yep. This is the police. Okay, what's your name? What's your badge number?
I don't believe this at all. I kind of want them to die. Oh, Crank Monkey 69 needs to die. If that's turning, you've already unlocked it.
And by that, I mean... This is
giving me vertigo.
Yeah, I don't like this.
This is not good.
Am I Ant-Man? What am I doing here? Yeah, why am I so tiny? This? You leave Ed Sheeran out of this.
It's a picture of protein powder, coffee, shake and bake, a can of tuna, and a bottle of bourbon, and it just says, don't tell people
don't
how
tell
I
people
live.
Don't tell people how I live.
I just told everyone how you live.
Yep.
P.S. Pretty sure this is not a British movie.
I know.
I'm reading my law. This is horrible. What the fuck?
Ugh, my new favorite character. Thank fuck somebody with some brains, and it's the bad guy.
Yay. The mark of a great prank is when everybody's laughing, including the person getting pranked.
Mm-hmm. Oh my god, he's gonna pull out a gun. What is it with this accent? It doesn't make any sense.
I don't know at all where they're supposed to be from.
They're
Bringlish. I was trying to combine British and American, and I got Bringlish, which is not at all American. British and English, which I feel like has already, that connection's already there.
Also, spoiler alert, his name is Mr. Lee.
Now we know.
Well, 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 bitches.
Who could it be?
It's Mr. Lee. Don't hang up.
Don't hang up.
How many times are they gonna say don't hang up in this movie? Okay. I'll give him that, he's very persistent. It's Prank Monkey 69. Oh, get him, Mr. Lee. Get him.
I think he's gonna put it in your butt. Guys, why don't you call the cops?
We didn't order any pizza.
They didn't order a pizza. Where are these people from?
I tried to put on my jean shorts today. I got them on, but I couldn't do them up.
Why are you? Just wear a long shirt. They're gonna fuck.
On camera.
I love it. They're like, oh my god, and they don't understand that this is how the people that you prank call feel.
Right?
You're telling them that their wife is dead? Well, we already know he's figured out how to get into your house. She's about to be dead, so what's bugging her is you guys are a bunch of assholes. Oh my god, acting. You are all fucked to death.
Mostly it did.
Oh, fuck!
Like, this took a lot of planning.
I love Mr. Lee.
I know. We have the subtitles on. Hashtag spoiler alert. Hang up. 311. Hi, I have an emergency.
Right? I'm on an emergency and my phone is really fucked up.
Could you imagine if he was like, I don't even fucking like my parents? Kill them. I'd love to get the insurance money. Boom!
Be watching us both at the same time right now. Right? Ready?
And also, why is he picking on these two when it's like the prank monkey guy who's like the
maybe
mastermind?
It's just prank monkey being an ultimate dick.
Ew, Voldemort! He's like, all I did was deliver pizza. Like, what is your problem? So now we know it's not prank monkey, but it is in fact Voldemort.
Yeah. The thing is, like, nobody would believe this was real. It takes a lot longer than that to suffocate, though.
Yep.
Yeah, that's why prank monkey ain't even text you back. Everyone's gonna be dead soon.
Like, I think
what if it's just a ultimate prank from everybody that they know to, like, get them to stop being assholes?
It's all him. He's Mr. Lee. Wow.
I am Mr. Lee.
Wouldn't that be amazing? He took his breakup very hard.
She's a very good makeup artist.
Yeah.
She does special effects work. That's what she's trying to go to school for.
It's her idea, but her boyfriend Voldemort is also in on it.
No, in my head she got like a set of like tiny stilts so she could be taller, you know?
Or like the little like, 6-inch, like the bouncy one?
Yeah, and then just a bald cap, and she's very skilled at makeup, so she did like a fake chin.
Love it.
I can't see anything except you.
Ah!
Hi!
That's what's scary. I think this movie, like, could be okay. Like, this part's starting to get good, but just, like, I don't feel anything for the characters. Him I kind of feel bad for. The other guy I'm like, eh.
But it's, like, you only feel a little bit bad because he's been going along with this for a long time.
Yeah.
And, like, actively participating in these shitty prank calls. I'm not digging the, trying to be cool camera fucking, like, bullshit.
Like, it's kind of cool. if it was an IMAX movie and you're literally along for the ride.
Right? We should get we should just always have, always, just in case, all right?
Yeah.
One of those, like, fake movie knives.
Ooh, yeah, yeah.
And it'll have, like, a blood pack in it.
Ooh, that's smart.
And then we'll always be like, I did it! I killed her! Oh, no! What have you done?
But also, we're, like, not shitty, so this would never happen. Also, you have a bomb-ass house and this is your back room? Fuck.
Bye-bye, Mosley. That's a very pink blood.
Call 311. They will put you through to 911.
Or it'll be one of those ones that's like you dial 311 that's like, please hang up and try your call again.
Right? At least he chose an appropriate colored cloth.
It's already bloodied.
From his period earlier.
He's a big bitch.
Yeah. Dumb little bitch.
Dumb little fucking bitch. So he's choice much? Jeez.
Voldemort, he's already in the background. Oh, look at the clock. What does the time on the clock say? He's gonna bum rush her.
Ooh,
right no. Up the bum.
Not the bum. Not the bum drop buttons.
Didn't fucking notice her car never left.
He's got the light on.
Right?
No, that's what they should do, is make just fucking a ruckus.
Pretend to be dead.
To the point that the neighbors call the cops on you.
See, this is what doesn't make sense. Why he would take them.
Why he would take their friends and stuff?
Like, just kill them.
Oh, because the point is to scare them. Make them feel like shit first.
Ew, it is Voldemort.
It's Kevin Spacey.
Be like, well, I accidentally killed him. Are you happy?
At the end, he'll be all, the key to your chain is in that tub. And they'll be all, yay! What if you just, like, left? Just fucking left?
Well, like, because he's watching you from, like, the TV and the computer.
Just pedal away.
When you said bicycle, all I thought was, like, saw, like, the little building on the bicycle.
Yeah. Just sit down and be like, do whatever you want, man. You're going to kill them all anyways. The reason is you guys are assholes. I don't really...
And the reason is you. Yeah. Because you're shitty.
He's right there. He's right there. He's right there. He's right there. It's a lot easier than that to break a zip tie.
I did.
Shit. Brady sucks.
Ew.
He's so gross.
Also, where did Voldemort go?
Jerking off in the corner like they said earlier. The cheater, the one of the relationships, always the worst one. But it's also like, if you fuck Noah, I'd never talk to you again.
Well, I wouldn't, so.
Well, I know that. Oh! Oh! No! He's in your house, guys. He's already done what he was gonna do. You've been
pranked. Oh, my God.
It is your neighbor, Larry. Larry Lee.
Oh, fuck. That's why he's not sounding so Asian.
I'm sorry. You've been pranked. I killed him already.
That was my favorite part. You've been pranked. I was like, oh my God, is this whole thing just going to be worthless? But no.
I did think I was like, oh, but then it was like, oh no, the prank was that you thought they were alive. Yeah. They've been dead this whole time.
Right? And I was like, oh, thank God. Because if it had just ended where it's like, it's a prank, I would have been like, ugh.
Sweet. Oh, yeah. Don't you know?
Oh, we're in a real pickle here, eh? And he's like, oh, if you leave, I'll kill everyone. They're already all dead, so they can just walk out of the house where they'll be shot. Why are all the lights on? Why is nobody else in the neighborhood like, what are these two cars loitering for?
They've just been out there for hours.
I'm sure Larry would have none of this van
Larry's
being parked outside.
Larry's just sitting there cranky.
Larry would not have that van sitting outside
Maybe
his house
Maybe he tried
for
to
hours.
Call 911, but that guy's fucked everything in the whole neighborhood. He's been watching them for a year. Like, what are you doing? Getting in the murder van. A good idea.
Man, imagine having to be like sprinkler guy.
Put the rain down on these guys, but not on these guys.
Yeah. Oh, fuck. And whose body was on the ground?
You're gonna die and I don't feel bad about it. It's like, I don't care, we can both fuck you, whatever you want. Yeah. They all live and they go on to have a very successful three-way relationship.
I like that he screamed like, ugh, ugh.
Ah.
I was prepared for him to be like, ugh.
What happened?
Oh, did they get pranked and then like something bad actually happened to them?
No, Daddy.
Why is she screaming from the back door? Why wouldn't you go out the front? Where you left her?
Moldy, Voldy, Voldemort.
Moldy, Voldy, Voldemort. What? Oh, you just figured it out. I could write this movie.
Maybe we did.
Did we?
Oh, she shot her kid accidentally.
Yep. I told you. Tricked him into accidentally killing his kid. How did you not call the cops? Because these kids would have been arrested for this.
Shot herself in the heart.
Good of a shot are you that you hit your kid around the corner and then managed to blow your own heart out.
I guess she just shot and probably just went through the wall.
Shots fired! There'll be a sequel where he goes all out to try to kill this guy.
Like, well, now we explained who he is, it's gonna be pretty fucking easy to point the finger. After this, you're drunk.
Drunk.
Oh, put the gun in his hand? Shoot. How did I know he was gonna shoot her instead? Cause I'm smart.
Cause we wrote this, and we just don't remember. Isn't he dropping them? Are they glued to his hand? And, like, it'd be pretty easy to subpoena that, like, that program that's like Snapchat will have all of that on there. And it'd be pretty easy for him to point to that guy. I'm guessing that guy probably, like, went and killed himself, maybe. There'll be a sequel that's just the same guy going after all pranksters now.
Jesus!
Oi! What the film? Well, this movie was shit, and we are done. So, goodbye.
Goodbye!